Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Anyway, we're in Manchester because this morning I filmed some scenes in Hollyoaks, which I know is set in Chester, but is actually filmed a lot these days in Liverpool.
Don't give away the magic.
Oh, sorry. It's so cool going on the set. So good. I went in the dog. Went in the shop. Didn't get to go in Nosh, though.
Didn't you?
No. Wasn't time.
Oh, right.
And I spent a lot of time getting in and out of a police car. And we've got some actual people from Hollyoaks on the show today. More on this in a second.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
So, yeah, I was at Hollyoaks earlier today. It was really good. So much smaller, though, than it looks on TV.
Is it really?
That's what everyone always says, isn't it, about TV sets. And today, big storyline this week. We've got coming in Nick Picard, who plays Tony. Now, he's been in it. He's the longest-serving character in Hollyoaks. He started in the... when it first started in 1995. He's the Ken Barlow of Hollyoaks.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be happy with that when he comes in.
No, that's a compliment, isn't it?
And also, all these people are coming back this week for a very exciting storyline. Sarah Jane Dunn, who plays Mandy, Stephanie Waring, who plays the character of Cindy, and Darren John Jeffries, who plays the character of Sam, or OB, as most people know him. Yeah. Do you know why they're coming back?
Why they're coming back?
Poor Max.
You all right?
Yeah. It's Max.
My God, you didn't act like this morning, did you?
No, it was worse.
Right, was it? Good God.
I had to keep doing it again because I don't know, you mumbled that. Try and speak properly, Scott. That was all on. My diction was all over the
place.
Was it?
Not the first time that's been said, is it? I heard that before.
They're all coming in today. They're all coming back because, well, I don't want to spoil it at the moment. We'll talk about it in a minute. So if you don't want to know what happens in Hollyoaks tomorrow night, then please turn away from the radio for the next 15 minutes. But it's all out there on the internet. Thing is, when we first knew we were doing Hollyoaks, we left an email printed out at work, and a Hollyoaks fan at Radio 1 picked up the email by mistake. They were just sorting through some paper and went, oh, my God! So...
You've spoilt it for them.
I really spoilt it for them. Mm. But anyway, the cast of Hollyoaks, the ones I just mentioned, OB, also Tony and Mandy and Cindy are here in Manchester today. They come to see us next.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Been to Hollyoaks today.
I know.
We have four of the stars of the show here with us now. I've never had so many guests. We've got Nick. Nick, who plays Tony.
That's quite sad.
Stephanie, who plays Cindy. Darren, who plays Obi. And Sarah Jane, who is Mandy. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
My morning was well exciting.
It seemed it. We've seen the picture.
So good. What picture?
The one with you dressed as a policeman.
Where's that?
That hat's a bit big, isn't it?
Well, do you
seriously,
not...
I did ask for a smaller hat.
It just appears balanced on your ears, does the hat.
Yeah.
You need to put it down a bit.
The thing is... Why didn't no one tell me that at the time?
You should have gone wardrobe. Come on, sort me out.
Is that what you do? Wardrobe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's quite demanding.
Don't worry, Scott, I do like a man in uniform.
Yeah, but not on a hat like that. I did.
What, even looking like that?
You look quite scared. Yeah, ready to do the YMCA with that.
I was quite scared. But at least it did balance on the ears.
It did, yeah.
It's annoying now, because now you've said that, they did bring a selection of smaller hats, and I chose that one. It's really annoying. So, can I just say, the set is really strange.
It's just which set?
The village.
All of them. The village.
Yeah, I went in the shop.
They sort of all mould into one, don't they? Yeah. You sort of open one door and there's
went in the dog. That was good. Oh, it's my first day on Hollyoaks, you know what I mean?
Did you expect it to be a real village? A lot of people expect it to be like... normal people sort of shopping.
I expected to be bigger and more people just walking around, but then I just remember that it's not real.
Yeah.
Now, there's a plot spoiler coming up for what I did today, so if you don't want to know what happens in about 10 million weeks' time on Hollyoaks, turn away from the radio now. Right, so here's what I did. So I slept with all of the McQueen girls and their mum. Then Myra decides to use my police handcuffs while we're at it to handcuff me to the bed.
Is this all why your diction was all over the place?
Yeah. Then she leaves, but then Jack Osborne and Stee hear my cry for help. They take a photo, which they both try to blackmail me for. Jack wants a later license for the dog in the pond. Stee wants to buy some more money for some better clothes. Then the photo gets mixed up with Jack's new pub food menu and gets sent off to the printers. Before you know it, there's a picture of me spread-eagled on a bed next to a prawn cocktail. The end. And that's what happened today. So now you can come back to the radio. No, that didn't actually happen. So I was a policeman, as you can see from the website. And I take new character Layla out of a police car a lot and put her back in a lot and take her out a lot. You have to do a lot of takes, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Maybe
yeah.
You're a bit Robbie. We all do it in one.
We all do it, yeah. Always in one.
Looking down the lens.
Well, that's the weird thing about acting, because normally you just look at a camera, but you never look at it, do you?
It's not allowed,
no. It's not there.
It's all very strange. So, yeah, Layla was in and out of a police car, and I had to tell her not to hang out with bad boys, and it was very hard not to... I didn't wag my finger like I did then. And then Ravi comes out and shakes his head a bit, and then Steve's hobbling around on a big plaster cast, and Justin's just standing there, and that was it.
Was
and
that then, your line? Don't hang out with bad boys.
I had to say, I'm not sure I'm allowed to say this. I'm sorry. I went, remember my advice, don't hang out with bad boys.
And then laughed.
Because I am a very convincing policeman. I think you're fine. Now, can I ask, did you ever read the script and go, no, I'm sorry. Like, we can't do that. That is so random. Quite often, actually.
I had to do a fantasy sequence last week when I was filming, and that was very strange, but
right.
It's Hollyoaks, so you just go with it.
You must just read it and go, what?
It can be quite wacky.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's what you've got to say more than what you've got to do.
Like what?
You'll just get the odd line where you think, that's just a bit out there. Yeah. Can I change it?
But, and they go, no.
And you do.
They go,
no.
All right, okay, cool.
Only Sarah does.
Now, we need to talk a bit about what's happening tomorrow.
It's all very exciting.
Because you've all come back, haven't you?
Well, I'm already back.
Well, you're back already, but
Mandy comes back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a nice you, sort of reunion.
This is actual plot revealed. So kind of talk us through what happens tomorrow without giving it. It's all over the internet anyway, but tell us kind of stuff what happens.
No, go on, he's your pal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's your friend.
Basically, Max is getting married.
Yeah.
Tonight, that's tonight's episode.
That's tonight.
Yeah.
So we're back for the wedding, and it's all happy, happy, happy. And then he dies.
The end.
That's tomorrow.
No, we're laughing, but it is really sad, actually. It's really he gets, I don't want to say too much about how he dies, but he dies.
Okay.
And there's some fantastic scenes tomorrow as well, so it's really worth watching. Some really good performances.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we're going to play our quiz in a minute, which is going to test your soap knowledge. It's called Dead or in Manchester. We're going to give you some soap characters from various soaps, including Hollyoaks, and then you have to tell me whether they died or went to Manchester, as they so often do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And we've got Nick, Stephanie, Darren and Sarah Jane with us, who are Tony, Cindy, Darren... and Hollyoaks, and Mandy Hollyoaks. Hi, welcome back.
Hi.
Now, I know Tony, obviously, you're in it all the time. Cindy's back. Obi and Mandy, what's going to happen with you then? I mean, Obi's gone now. Are Cindy and Mandy staying? What's going on?
Yeah, well, I've just come back on the episodes last night, I think it was.
Yeah.
I'm around for the summer, got some good storylines, and it's nice to be back. It's a really nice place to work. You know, Hollyoaks is kind of doing really well at the moment, so it's nice for me to go, hello, I'm back.
Yeah. But you're... Yeah, what's coming?
No, I was going to say I'm sticking around for as long as they want me, so okay. I'm really enjoying being back.
But you're off.
I left back in March, but I came back for this week's episodes for the... The deaf.
Okay.
Why do we keep laughing?
I don't know.
Smithy in Essex, who looks a bit like Max, and people come up to him in clubs and go, oh, there's Max, but it's not, says, what's Max going on to? Well, he's dead, obviously. You mean the person that plays Max?
Matt Littler.
Yeah, Matt. Because I look like him, and people always ask, so what's he going to do?
Well, I know Matt's got an agent with his acting.
Yeah. And he's doing a bit of directing as well. He's definitely coming back to direct a couple of episodes of Hollyoaks.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you and him are good mates in real life, aren't you?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
I heard you were going to be like the new Anton Deck or something.
Yeah, it keeps getting said. We have had a lot of interest with the presenting thing, and we thought it might be quite silly not to follow it up, but at the minute...
I think it's not actually that funny in real life.
Are they not?
No. Terrible.
Try me.
I've decided after today, acting is quite hard.
Yeah, it's tiring.
It's a skill.
Yeah, it's really hard.
You can't just do it, you know.
Did you not discover it was hard after you appeared in The Bill? Did you not find it hard picking up that cup of tea and putting it back down?
I didn't
again?
Say anything in The Bill. I just had to walk across with a tray. But no, the speaking and all that is
Did you have to do that loads of times as well? with the tray in the bill.
What's that? What do you mean?
Going back and forth, doing it again.
Yeah, and again, and again,
and again.
It's quite a lot of doing stuff again.
Yeah,
it's repetitive.
People sort of, yeah, people don't sort of realise how kind of painstaking it is.
Yeah,
but it's fun.
Yeah.
Right, you can be honest with me. Do they only let really good-looking people on Hollyoaks?
Yes.
Of course.
Obviously, you lot, yeah.
You're being very modest there, yeah. Scott.
No.
I know, yeah.
You know,
what are you trying to say?
Everyone is hot, right? So, I mean, did you all have to do the calendars and all that business when you were there? Is that in your contract?
It's not in our country.
I'll take my top off. It's fine.
We actually love doing it. We all like can't
have
wait
to them,
get our kit off. And
I'd like
smile.
To do it, but I wasn't asked. So.
Oh.
And I've got the best body in the show as well. So.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
You said it.
I was so kidding. Sorry, girl.
Are you trying to get yourself on the Hollyoaks calendar?
No, I am not. Yeah. No one wants to see that. No.
With your policeman's shirt, kind of.
Yeah.
Hooray. Just your hat on.
My handcuff. There was a terrible moment where my handcuffs fell out as well. And then I was going to try and cuff someone. They're like, no, we haven't got the key. We haven't got the key.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
I'm here with Hollyoaks people. Hello. Now, I just need to ask you, thank you, whoever it is on the text who's just reminded me about this. Ask all the Hollyoaks people, do they want to start in Snakes While You Strain or Snakes and Bladders with the Hoff? Now, we're making a film. David Hasselhoff was on the show earlier this week and he's confirmed already.
He hasn't exactly confirmed, has he? He said he'd do something with us. I don't think he quite knows that he's
don't
doing.
Need to tell them,
all right? Okay, he's confirmed.
As far as you're concerned, he's confirmed, yeah. Right? We're trying to get him on board.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Well, okay. The plot will get him on board enough.
Okay, so the plot is there's a new hotel opening, all right?
Yeah.
And it's full of celebrities on the first night. That's you, okay? So they've got loads of celebs in for the opening night, give them free rooms, okay? But the hotel next door is jealous of all the celebrities, so put snakes in the systems, and then here's your motivation. I will be doing an audition in a minute, right? You are, as Hollyoaks characters, sitting on the toilet, and then you are attacked from beneath while sat on the loo by a snake, okay? So we'll start with... I'll call you by character names. Tony, first of all. So imagine it. Yeah, there you are. That's your motivation. Right. You sat on the toilet and then... Okay, reading the Daily Star or something, okay?
Oh,
here we go, yeah. And then... La, la, la. And then suddenly a big python comes up.
That's good.
Pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah, you're in.
Am I in? Am I okay. on?
Oh, is this like an audition?
Yeah, it's an audition. Yeah.
It's Scott Mills' casting couch.
Am okay. I in the same maybe,
yeah,
position? Literally.
Yeah. Okay, so there you are. You can be reading whatever you would normally read on the toilet.
Okay. Ow.
Okay, Cindy.
I can't follow that. I'm sorry.
You can't do it.
I can't follow that.
You just don't want to be in the film, do you?
No, I do. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. And now, Mandy.
Do what if we don't want to be in the film?
Okay, that's fine.
You've not sold it to me with the plot.
I sold you.
Well, I will sell it to you, but I can tell you now, right, okay, so everyone gets attacked, but what happens, the only way to survive is if you make love to the Hoff, and then you survive.
I'm in.
You in?
Definitely.
I'm in too.
You're in, okay.
I'm still out.
You're still out. Okay, I'll pass that on to him. Okay, right, now it's time to play our quiz, which is Dead or in Manchester. We've got a load of soap characters here, okay, from various soap operas. Did they die in the soap, or did they just leave, and as a first officer self and do, go to Manchester? You ready to play?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay, first one. You can all chip in. Anne Malone from Coronation Street, dead or in Manchester?
Dead.
I'd say
says dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
Dead.
Do you know what happened?
She's in a freezer. Hey, was that right?
She froze to death in Fresco's freezer beside the fish fingers.
Well done.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
It's horrible when that happens, isn't it? The security guard Trev accidentally locked her in there. Well
Trev.
Done.
So she died in Manchester.
She died in Manchester. She's both dead and in Manchester.
Well done. Well
she's
done.
Both. Okay. So you got one right. Bombhead off of Hollyoaks.
He's in Manchester.
He's in Manchester.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying he left?
Yeah.
What happened?
He went on that show to pull birds and nobody pulled him. And then he shaved his head. Just wandering around Manchester with a shaved head now, yeah. I think.
Just one of the many people in Manchester with a shaved head. Do you know what happened to him?
Didn't you want to know.
He met his dad and he got a job at the circus, I think.
Correct.
Yeah.
Got a job at the circus. Okay. Beth Clement from Hollyoaks.
Dead. Who's
dead.
That?
Dead.
What do you mean, who's that?
It's before your time.
All right. Okay.
Well, your okay. second time.
Do you know what happened to Beth?
Isn't it second Beth?
Oh, I know who she is.
Okay.
She's the...
Sinead, isn't it?
Sinead.
She's the incestuous sister.
She's sister's sister. Yeah. She died.
Car crash.
Dead.
Yeah.
Car crash.
Car accident when fleeing the village after falling in love with her half-brother. Her boyfriend slash half-brother was driving the car. Love Hollyoaks. Okay. Barry Evans from EastEnders, dead or in Manchester?
Dead.
Play along at home, by the way.
Dead.
He's dead. What happened?
He got pushed off a cliff by Janine.
You know your
Oh, you're good, aren't you?
You are
good. Okay. Let me know how many you get right on 8999. Play along at home, fun, or in the car. Jambo from Hollyoaks.
He's in Manchester because he moved to Aylesbury in the show, didn't he?
Anglesey.
Sorry.
I'll give you that.
All right, sorry. Yeah, so it was a long time ago, in his mouse car.
Hang on, but didn't like Carol get that car with Finn?
I don't know.
Get
but
a bit deep. No, it's not the question.
Yeah,
yes, yeah. We're going off.
He's in Manchester.
Okay, yeah. He left Hollyoaks.
I like the serious music, by the way.
It's good. Yeah, it's like the weakest link, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not a joke, this Chris.
Oh,
you've got all five right so far. Right.
Thanks to Miss Waring.
Mel and Sophie Burton, the twins from Hollyoaks.
Dead.
What happened?
Quite sadly.
Burnt in a fire.
The dog.
He got blown up.
Yeah, there was an explosion in the pub. Olivia and Joe, they're dead as well.
Yeah.
Went with them.
Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Did you see
didn't
it?
They?
Yeah, I did see that one.
Did you?
So sad.
Yeah.
Bounce of the dog from Neighbours.
Oh, tough one.
I know that he had a dream in it.
He did have a dream.
The dog had a dream.
Yeah, did you not see that?
He died.
Yeah, there was the real psychedelic bounce of dream sequence where the dog had a dream.
He must be dead because he's not in Manchester.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't have killed him.
No, he died. He did die. He did.
I need an answer. Dead or in Manchester?
Dead.
But yeah. Dead. The Robinson family dog was run over on Ramsey Street.
Oh, I could have told you that.
Okay. Seven right. Okay. Lee Hunter from Hollyoaks.
Manchester.
Yeah, Manchester.
Well, Emmerdale.
Emmerdale, yeah.
Leeds.
Dead or in Emmerdale. left to do voluntary work overseas with his mate and then went to Emmerdale. Gordon and Helen Cunningham from Hollyoaks.
Dead.
That's too easy because he played.
Yeah,
that's Sarah's parents.
Stepdad, yeah. We should be sad if we didn't know that.
How did they die? Tell me.
Car crash.
And brain hemorrhage.
Was it a pulmonary embolism?
And Helen, poor Helen, she left. Do you remember? She left hospital, but then later died at home in her sleep on the armchair with a small blanket over her legs.
Sarah found her. Mandy found her.
Yeah.
That was tragic.
Sad day.
Yeah. Oh, Ethel from EastEnders.
Dead.
Gotta be dead.
Dot killed her. Yeah, Dot killed her.
Did she? Yeah, she killed her.
Did she?
Ethel asked her to, but she still killed her.
You're still a murderer.
It was a euthanasia storyline. Okay, a couple more.
We're doing well.
Becca Hayton from Hollyoaks.
She's dead. She got stabbed in prison by her roommate, I think.
And now she's in the bill. Did you meet her?
Yeah.
Actually, I think I did.
Did you?
Yeah. Sorry to hear you're dead. Okay. One more. Virginia Harrison from Sunset Beach.
They'd kill her, wouldn't they? Sunset Beach.
Sunset Beach was all a dream.
Do you know what? I actually think she's in Manchester.
Dallas.
I'm going to go for Manchester.
Would you like to see what happened to her?
I think she probably got kidnapped by aliens or.
That's what was great about Sunset Beach. It was even more random than Hollyoaks storylines.
And then just got dropped off in Manchester.
You're right. She left. Virginia hated Vanessa because she was jealous of her relationship with Michael, so she plotted many evil ways to break them up.
Got that right?
Yeah. On a wedding night of Vanessa and Michael's friends, Virginia impregnated Vanessa by putting Ty's Robinson sperm into Vanessa by using a turkey baster. Virginia was finally happy because Michael left Vanessa, but when Vanessa miscarried, Virginia finally lost it. She went crazy and ended up in Cedar Oaks Mental Hospital forever.
That is a storyline.
Are you going to be in that one next?
I think we should poach that to Brian.
I think get that on. Listen, guys, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you. Playing our little quiz
and have a laugh. And remember, tomorrow it's the big one when someone dies.
Oh.
I keep doing plot spoilers, I can't, because people keep texting me and going...
A few people turned
off
for 15 minutes. Turned off for 15 minutes and then turned back on
because we lasted longer than 15 minutes and I've now heard it again. Yeah,
sorry about that, everyone. But it's on tomorrow anyway. All right, thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Cheers.
See you later. Bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.